Christopher Anderson, or Kid Anderson, first made his name on the Bay Area blues scene as a guitar player. This is him on Never Trust a Woman with Rick Estrin and the Nightcats. Anderson fell in love with blues music when he was growing up in Norway, all the way across the Atlantic.
When I first heard blues, it sounded mysterious, and it sounded dark, and it sounded magical, and you didn't really know what was going on, you know, it was murky.
When he was 21, a San Francisco Bay Area band leader asked him out here, and Anderson didn't hesitate. He loved West Coast blues. He played for a handful of bands and recorded a number of albums before he realized he could and should produce albums, too.
It was just frustrating for me to work with engineers and studio owners who didn't have a relationship, a love for the kind of music I did.
Right. Today at 37, he operates out of a sun-baked house in San Jose he's dubbed Greaseland Studios. You know, like Elvis Presley's Graceland, but way less fancy and crammed from the front door to the back with musical instruments, most of which he can play himself.
I got a drum kit set up. There's about 50 guitars around here.
There's a grand piano in the kitchen, along with a harpsichord and a sitar.
Right behind you there is the laundry room, which is also the vocal booth.
With all the gear, the ability to play it, and a blues musician's sensibility, Anderson quickly developed a reputation in the blues world. He's lost count, but he figures he's produced something like 100 albums, including My Blue Soul, the album that got Terry O'Dabi of Oakland nominated for Best Female Soul Blues Artist this year and Best Emerging Artist. Hey, yeah! Here's Anderson playing on O'Dabi's song, Gentrification Blues. O'Dabi acknowledges it's a little odd that a big white guy with a mop of corn-yellow blonde hair is so devoted to a music genre rooted in the Black American experience. But she says she respects where he's coming from and what he can do.
Regardless of whether he's from Norway or he's from white or whatever, Kid throws down. He's amazing.
Aki Kumar, the Indian-born Silicon Valley harmonica phenom, has co-produced all three of his albums with Anderson.
You know, he's a big presence, just physically and musically. Somebody who can play, back you up, give you musical advice and guidance on arrangements and how to get the whole song together. And also record all of it in an excellent way and mix it down and put it together for you. It's like a one-stop shop for awesomeness.
Anderson's also nominated for Best Instrumentalist Guitar this year. Somehow it's been years since he produced an album of his own music. But one way or another, he's making music that sings to a wide audience, helping to keep the blues flame lit. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Miro in San Jose.